96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Turn down for what?
So you like to turn up for a party. Everyone likes to now and then, but the office holiday party is not the place to do it. And tonight, we are talking about the do's and don'ts of holiday party etiquette. And joining me tonight to talk about that are my guests, Karen Wishart. She's president of Curzon Staffing, and Paul Wharton. He's a lifestyle expert. You've seen him all over the TV. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. But we've got some serious stuff also to talk about, because the reality is that if you turn up for the holiday party, you could be turned out with a pink slip after the holidays are over. Love to hear your holiday party horror stories. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow us on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Karen, Paul, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all that good stuff.
All right, happy Kwanzaa.
Well, it's almost that time, right?
My brother. It is, yes.
Oh, Paul is starting already. Here we go. Okay, so first things first. You have a holiday party. You dress up, or it's just at the office. Karen, what is the biggest mistake that people make during the holiday party?
They think it's a real party, and it's not. A holiday party, think of it as going to church, being on your best behavior, going to meet your in-laws for the very first time. So the biggest thing that I've seen and the biggest thing that I've heard about is drinking too much.
Mm-hmm. So what happens? What's wrong with, you know, imbibing just a little bit, you know, having a cocktail or two? Or three.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
No.
No. Yeah, Paul says
no.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Have a cocktail.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
stop. Because what you don't want is you don't want to be the water cooler conversation on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because if people are talking about you at the holiday party, it means you did something wrong. So let's stop at one cocktail.
Just one.
Just one.
Okay.
But then they might be talking about you saying you're a stick in the mud.
Well, how about that? Because, you know, you make an excellent point. It is supposed to be a party. As I said at the beginning, it may not be your house party, but everyone is in a festive mood. Is there a middle ground?
I think there is a middle ground. One thing that I tell all my girlfriends, one thing that I don't like about you ladies, Karen, is when you all wear the wrong shoes. Ladies, I want to talk about your shoes at these holiday parties.
Mm-hmm.
You come in these 6-inch stiletto heels, and 30 minutes later, you're walking around with one shoe on, you got to sit down, you're limping across the floor. You know, you add one cocktail and a half to that, and you look like a complete mess. So a lot of times I think that
or you fall off
women
the stilettos.
Get misunderstood, because it's not that they're drunk, but their feet hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm here to make that point. I just want to stick behind that. Wear some reasonable shoes, ladies. Just please do that for us.
And they can't be stylish, right, Paul?
They can be stylish.
Reasonable
yeah.
and stylish.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And don't let your shoes walk away with my night, because I came there to have a good time. I don't work at that company. I'm having 4 cocktails.
Okay, so let's talk about the guests that you bring, like Paul, to the holiday party. If you're working for IBM or Xerox, should you bring your more festive friends like Paul, or should you be more conservative?
You know what, Paul? I love you.
Yes.
But you wouldn't be coming to a holiday party with me. You can come over to my house, and we will gladly have you there as our guest, but not the holiday party. The holiday party, think about it. Your boss is there. Your boss's boss is there. If you're trying to get ahead in that company, you want to look right. You want to act right. And the person that you bring has to complement that. So
what? Wait a minute. Excuse me. This is about to become Real Housewives of Atlanta. Do I need to come across this desk?
Or DC, one or two, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Listen, you bring a Paul Wharton to that party, you're going to want to bring someone to that party that's going to get you engaged with the boss, okay? Someone like me is excellent with CEOs, with bosses, with people that have traveled globally. I mean, you know, of course you can tell me to pipe down a little bit on the cocktails and I can lay back a bit on that. But I believe if you, what's the point if you're a wallflower, you're coming into the office, you've never really completely made it, or everybody knows your personality, and you bring another carbon copy of you. Boring. Bring someone that's going to spice it up a little bit, get you into the executive washroom, and advance your career.
Talk to me about that, because I think he does make an excellent point, you know, particularly for dealing with, you know, small talk. And I'm not talking about bringing someone, as I said in the beginning, who's just going to be, you know, four drinks down and turned up. But I think that if you do have a spouse or a mate or a friend, and it's a party, and you have a friend who may be a little more colorful, a little more engaging, a little more, thoughtful and conversational, is that a good idea?
If they know how to act right, yes. Mm-hmm. Bring them along. If you're concerned or if you have to question whether they can act right, leave them at home. Go solo for the night.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of holiday party etiquette. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question, or certainly if you have a horror story. We would love to hear your holiday party horror stories for your office. Darnell, calling from Brandywine. Darnell, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello. How y'all doing?
I'm doing just fine, Darnell. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Fisher? How you doing? It's been a long time since I called in. Happy holidays to everybody on the panel.
Well, thank you so very much.
Happy holidays.
So what's on your mind, Darnell?
Look, I don't have a horror story, but this is how this one's going to go. Now, just like you said about how you bring a person that, might get drunk, act a fool, this and that, and then some females think that they need like a little trophy piece or anything like that to come in with them because they want somebody to be with them. And then sometimes if you're a little rough on the edges, but you have good common sense and demeanor and you can talk, you know, around certain people, because I can blend in with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Christmas party about 3 years ago with a female that worked at a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a drag, you know what I mean? Everybody was sitting back and the party wasn't going or anything, so I'm laying back. So I asked the DJ, I said, well, look, can you play this song right here?
And the song was?
DJ Cool. It was DJ Cool.
Okay.
So when he started playing the song and everything, people had been drinking. We had been in like about 1 hour and 30 minutes. And I'm a party type guy. I like to party. Mm-hmm. Dance and everything. So once he put the song on, you know, people started getting up, moving around, and mm-hmm. they had been drinking. And mm-hmm.
So what happened? Darnell, I've got other folks on the line.
Okay, I'm gonna make this real. I'm gonna make
okay,
this
so go right show. Ahead. What happened
at
the end?
They were dancing all on tables, having a good time, and, you know, had a little train going and everything. And the female I went with, mm-hmm. she kept grabbing me, was like, well, look, you need to calm down. I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just partying. I'm
okay.
not drunk. You know what I mean? I'm just having a good time now. Your coworkers are drunk.
Well, now, here's a question. Is she still working at that law firm?
Yeah, she still did, because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, after everything was over, when she went to work Monday morning,
uh-huh.
it was like she was the life of the party. You
wow.
know what I mean? Because
okay.
she was like the little nerdy type and mm-hmm. just stay like to herself and everything. It was like, hey, Darnell, just anytime you're at a party, just bring Darnell there.
Look, Darnell, thank you for that story. Like you said, I don't know if that's a horror story or not. But, you know, look, if she still has her job, Karen, she's lucky. Because dancing on the table at, you know, at Dewey, Cheatham and Howe is...
By they, I think he meant him.
Oh, just the two of them.
They were on the table. They was doing a train. And then she told me to get down off the table.
or the soul train
but let me
dance.
Give you,
yeah.
Let me give you a horror story.
I'll tell you.
How something like that doesn't turn out right. So there was a party, and this is something I heard from one of my colleagues. There was a party. They went there, and people were saying, trying to get the CEO to dance. So this woman went over there, pulled the CEO onto the dance floor, CEO's like, I don't want to dance, hold him some more. I don't want to dance. Went out there because now everybody in the room is saying dance, dance, dance. Goes out there and dance. Monday morning, she got her pink slip. Poor judgment.
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. You never know who is there and what their opinions are. So my thing is play it safe. You don't have to be a stick in the mud. Just play it safe.
Well, I would also say follow the leader in that sense. I hosted an Academy Awards of a big PR company last night. Mm-hmm. And the founder was there, and he was having so much fun. But you could look at him and tell that he's the guy that works all year long, probably barely goes out. And this is one of those nights he just wants to have a great time. So I think that people were really following his lead. You know, as he had more fun, he visited the bar more, then they got more cocktails. When he hit the dance floor, everybody else hit the dance floor. So yeah, follow the leader maybe sometimes in that sense.
I think that's an excellent idea because, again, you could be at a Fortune 500 company. You could be at a company where the uniform, is dark suit, white shirt and tie, business suit and the like. But, certainly people are people. But again, if you follow the leader or leadership that happens to be there, then they often can set the tone.
Yeah, because they just want to have fun sometimes. And sometimes they don't, like the person that you referenced. But sometimes they're just like, hey, guys, I don't have many friends because I'm here working all year long with you all. Let's have fun together. And everyone's like, no. I don't want to do that. So, hey.
Hey, I don't want to be the always negative person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if the leadership drink a lot and they get drunk and you follow their lead you get drunk,
good.
Nobody's really going to be talking about the leadership who got drunk. They'll be talking about you, the sloppy drunk.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Holiday parties, do's and don'ts when you're on the job. Let's talk to Kyla. Kyla calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling, Kyla. What's on your mind?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Doing just fine. What's
Great,
on your
Kyla.
Mind? Go right ahead.
Thanks. So I think some general do's or don'ts for holiday parties, some general do's that I think that people don't think about, which I attended a holiday party during the work hours today, is to mingle with other people that you don't usually talk to or work with, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to network and to build your connections within your job. And people think it's just a holiday party, it's not a big deal, but this is a networking opportunity. And don't sit next to the people you always talk to in the office, because clearly it's just going to keep you stagnant. I think that's one do personally for me.
I agree.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and some don'ts. Let's just say maybe a year or two ago I had an intern for a different department came in. She attended the party. And she actually was underage, but she was, assumed that they knew that she should not be drinking. She was drinking, became so drunk that she ended up throwing up in the middle of the party on people. And then we had to call an ambulance for her to have her rushed to the hospital.
Wow.
I just knew for sure she'd be fired, but she was not fired. She was actually hired. So I think you have to know the company that you're working for. But that is just like one don't that you don't want to do. That and telling your personal stories about your personal life. Like, keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Wait until you're with your friends and do not tell them at holiday parties.
Wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thank you. That's a horrible horror story. And what about the people who do not attend? Paul made, a reference to, networking and connecting. Do you have to go? Particularly if you just don't feel like going, what are the dangers of not attending that holiday party?
I think people are going to recognize that you're not there. So unless you are deathly sick or you're traveling out of town, go. You don't have to stay that long. Go, circulate, network, and then make your exit. Mm-hmm.
Sure. You don't really want it to look like you had something better to do. Oh, that's so lame. It's my holiday season. I want to hang out with cooler people. And I think that's the perception that your coworkers will probably get, because most people aren't going out most nights of the week. The holiday season is the time when people go out. So when you choose to completely disregard that, I think people take it personally.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And here's another piece, too, and we can talk about this more on the other side, but I definitely want to put this out there. Help me with small talk, because in some places it's all business. Mm-hmm. And you made reference to, or I should say Kyla made reference to, you sitting and engaging people that you do not necessarily see or even know, depending on how big the workplace happens to be. I want you to think about that, but I need to take a break. If you're on the phone, that includes Tom calling from Centerville. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are taking your phone calls even after 7:30, so please stay with us. I am Harold Fisher. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about those workplace holiday parties, the do's and don'ts. We'll be back in just a moment.